A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
When Tom Reed went to Africa, he was mainly there for a project on collecting oral histories and genealogies to digitize them with Family Search International. He is Deputy Chief Genealogical Officer, and while there, he found a piece of himself.
I had this connection that made me think, you know, where are my people from? You know, I've done my own genealogy, and I'm stuck in Alabama in 1870. The Freedmen Bureau records still have not cracked the nut on my own family history to be able to go back. So as I was in Africa, I was like, I need to know where I come from.
So your DNA results summary.
A month or two later, in November 2016, Reed took a DNA test.
I'm going to cry. Oh my goodness.
You know, I see these percentages. I see Cameroon and Congo. I see Nigeria. I see Ghana. I see Mali and all these other areas. And then all of a sudden it hits me like I've just connected to my African roots. I now know where I come from.
Now Reed is working on helping others find that connection too. With ROAR, it stands for Reclaiming Our African Roots.
We kind of sat back after the Freedmen's Bureau project and said, hey, there's so much more to be done. And there's so many more people that can help in this work. What if we tried to get together with other entities who felt the same way that we did and provide more content, more records, more stories, more access for people of African descent around the world?
Reed says anyone and everyone can help in ROAR initiative, and anyone can help with Black family history.
If you have information on your own family that's connected to Black families, one of the questions I always get is, I found out that my family owned slaves. What do I do about that? My suggestion is to share and tell everyone. The more you can get it out there, the more that you can go on Facebook groups and say, hey, I found this information on my family. I think someone else would want to have it. Please share whatever information you have in whatever platform.
Reed says people are always watching family history and genealogy shows. There's a hunger to connect to the past and to connect to others.
Black history is family history, is American history, is everyone's shared history, right? We're all part of a great collective of humanity, and everyone's history is our history.
By the way, this topic and many others will be discussed at Roots Tech, and it runs Thursday through Saturday. Neri Richards, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.